Good morning.
I will talk about temperature analysis of a racial disparity in chlamydia infection. Is black white disparity improving? First, I'll talk about background objective, then materials method, after that, results, lastly, discussion and implications. As we know, chlamydia infection is the most commonly reported notable disease in the US. Chlamydia infection is a silent infection because it is commonly asymptomatic. Untreated chlamydia infection can progress to pelvic inflammatory disease, ectopic pregnancy, infertility, and etc. Starting funding from chlamydia morbidity data, from a national representative health survey data, ENHANCE data, from a national longitudinal adolescent health survey data at health, indicated that chlamydia prevalence among black is consistently higher than among whites. There's little information on temperature trend of racial disparity in chlamydia prevalence. So our objective was to assess the temperature trend of absolute disparity in chlamydia prevalence between black and white by sex. We analyzed health service data from National Job Training Program. This program is the largest occupational training program for young, socioeconomically disadvantaged persons. The facility are located in 48 states, DC and Puerto Rico. This program initiated a universal chlamydia screening program in 1990 for women and in 2003 for men. As we know, chlamydia infection is a silent infection. It is commonly asymptomatic. So, chlamydia screening is the only effective way to detect majority of cases. Because of universal chlamydia screening program, National Job Training Program data provide a unique opportunity to examine the racial disparity trend in chlamydia infection. We select all blacks and whites aged 16 to 24 years with no region of residence, positive or negative test by SDA from March 2006 to December 2008 for women and January 2004 to December for men. Let's look at some definitions. Bi-monthly chlamydia prevalence is defined as number of entrants with positive test divided by all entrants with positive or negative test at 2 months interval. We measured bi-monthly prevalence by gender, sex. So we have bi-monthly chlamydia prevalence for black woman, white woman, for black men and white men. Chlamydia positivity is associated with characteristics of population screened. So we adjust chlamydia prevalence by age group, region, and specimen type using direct standardization. Disparity for women defined as adjusted bi-monthly prevalence for black women minus adjusted bi-monthly prevalence for white women. Disparity for men is defined as adjusted bi-monthly prevalence for black men, minus adjusted bi-monthly prevalence for white men. We examine the changes of disparity in chlamydia prevalence for women and men. In order to add interpretation of disparity in chlamydia prevalence, we also examine the changes in chlamydia prevalence for each of 4 sex risk subgroups. 2 statistical models were used for testing trends. Initially, we fit simple linear regression because the data is time series data here. So when we detect serial correlation, we use the regression with Emma arrow to take serial correlation into account to avoid invalid statistic inferences. So if you ignore serial correlation, that can lead to invalid results. During the study interval, from March 2006 to December 2008, 98.1% of women screened for chlamydia. So this number is really good. We really want high screening coverage. We have a total of 46,849 black and white women included for the study. 73 of them were black and 27 of them were white women. From January 2004 to December 2008, 99.5% of men screened for chlamydia. 136,892 black and white men were included for the analysis. 63% were blacks and 37 were whites. Let's look at the data in 2008. Table 1 shows unadjusted chlamydia problems among black and white women and men in 2008. Among women, chlamydia problems was 14.1% for black versus 6% for white, yielding about 8.1% absolute difference. Among men, chlamydia problems was 11.7% for black and versus 2.7% for white, yielding about 9% of difference. So we can see the absolute disparity is high in 2008. Let's look at the data over time. Figure 1 shows estimated the trend for black-white disparity in chlamydia problems and chlamydia problems among black and white women entering this program. Solid line, dashed line, and dotted line represent smooth the trend line for black-white disparity in chlamydia problems among women, chlamydia problems over time among black women, chlamydia problems among white women over time. We can see the trend line declined for disparity and black women, and this remained stable for white women. Let's look at the data for men. Similarly, solid line, dashed line, and dotted line represent black-white disparity in chlamydia problems over time, chlamydia problems among black men over time, chlamydia problems among white men over time. We can see the trend line decline over time for black men, but fluctuated over time for disparity and white men. Let's look at the modeling results. Table 2 shows estimated changes in mean chlamydia problems and racial disparity per 2 months interval among women and men into this program. So among women, we can see black-white disparity significantly declined by average of 0.122 percentage points per 2 months interval. Chlamydia problems among black women significantly declined by average 0.139 percentage per 2 month interval. The changes of chlamydia problems among white women was not statistically significant. Among men, the changes of disparity was not statistically significant. However, we see chlamydia problems among black and white significantly declined. So we have some good news and bad news here. Sorry. With a significant decrease in chlamydia problems among black women and stable problems among white women, black-white disparity among women improved. Even though there's no significant changes in black-white disparity among men, chlamydia problems decreased among both black and white men. Chlamydia problems and black-white disparity for both sexes remained high. Analysis have several strengths. First, because of consistent high screening coverage and use of one test technology, our starting finding are not potentially subject to bias caused by varied screening coverage or changing test technology across subgroups over time. We use the regression with ML error model to take serial correlation into account, and we use a sequence of disparity measures, and that can lead to improved validity and accuracy of analytic method. We use direct standardization to adjust committee problems over time. So we control the confounding effect caused by variable composition of population over time. There are some limitations. Our study population is a socioeconomically disadvantaged population, so our funding cannot generalize into other population. And our study was designed to examine the disparity changes in the study period, so had a limited ability to predict the changes of disparity in the future. And we only provide one rate change at a time. High prevalence and disparity highlights the ongoing need to reduce the prevalence and to eliminate the racial disparity in chlamydia in this population. Further monitoring of chlamydia prevalence and disparity is needed to determine the trends, stabilize, or change. I would like to thank the Department of Labor and Office of Job Corps, Costa Rica, and the Center for Disease Detection for providing that set. And also, I would like to thank my co-authors and all individuals listed here for their contributions. Thank you. Do you have time? Okay. Is there any questions? Okay, go ahead.
Women have been screened in the National Job Training Program a lot longer than men. You want to explain why, maybe you did and I missed it, but why you went back only 2 years to look at trends in women?
Oh, that's a very good question. Actually, here is because of, you know, our analysis is strict to one test technology. And so that's why we only can use 2-3 years data for women. Because before, I think before like 2000, I don't remember exactly, but before that 3 years, sorry, we used SDI test and also used DNA probe test. So because you know the test tech performance is different by different tech technologies. That's why we try to control the confounding. So we drop that part of data. Okay. Yeah, please.
It looks like we're looking at absolute differences here rather than obviously the possibility of looking at relative differences in terms of disparity, but in terms of the black-white differences, it seems like it's easier to detect a trend in absolute difference since they're at a higher level to begin with. Is that a concern or issue?
Well, actually, you know, regarding the measurement of disparity, you know, there are several types of measurement. And we used absolute disparity measurement because we want to address the question, you know, how much higher is among black, you know, versus white, and is there any difference changes over time? And so I'm not so sure I'm answer your question.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're choosing the one, but the fact that African Americans were at higher absolute values to begin with, and you're using an absolute measure.
Right.
Isn't it easier to detect a change in that group than it would be in what you were comparing the disparities as well as the trend within the group?
Well, for this analysis, I tried, you know, to be honest with you, I tried use absolute disparity and relative disparity measures. And I just personally, I feel absolute disparity absolutely make a lot of sense for this data set. Because relative measurement kind of inflation the, you know, the changes. Can be there'll be little small changes, but you can see the big values. I don't think that's you know, make a lot of sense for our data set. That's why we, you know, we use absolute disparity measurement. Thank you.